All right, welcome back to Erev Shabbos edition of Mythbusters, up to myth number 83. Learning today is sponsored by Alan Greenspan in memory of his father, Avram ben Yitzchak, Tehenish Masa Tzura B'Tzura Chaim, and for Refuah Shleima, for Avram David ben Pesha Rivka, and for Shira Bas Devorah Leah. And a good and chodesh adar to everybody. And all right, so let's begin. Shout out to my nephew, Danny. It was Danny Weinberger, who was learning in Yeshiva Shalavim, and he was asking me about this a little while back, and I guess we'll make a Mythbuster out of it. And that is one allowed to just say the half pasuk of Al Kim Barach Hashem as Yom HaShabbos VeYikadoshehu as their Kiddush Hayom during Shabbos Day? Is that permissible? All right, so let's get to it. So first of all, there's a mitzvah Kiddush on Shabbos. We say it twice. Friday night is D'oraisa, according to most opinions. Shabbos Day is only D'rabbanan. Friday night, there's a greater level. It's welcoming in Shabbos. It's demarcating that Shabbos is beginning now, just like Havdalah is, you know, marking the end of Shabbos. There's bookending the Shabbos with Kedusha. In the middle, there's a mitzvah midrabanan. Okay, so what do we say for Kiddush? The pasuk in the Torah just says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, to commemorate, to remember, to mention Shabbos. So Friday night, we have a text, Yom HaShishi, and then the Kedusha Sayom. In fact, the Minchas Chinuch says, you know, even though the Torah just says, Zachar is Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, mention Shabbos holiness. And for example, by benching, the Torah just says, V'yachata v'savata uveirachta. Uveirachta, bless God. So I would think to fulfill the Torah law, I could just, for benching, let's say, just say, thanks God, you're the best after I have a meal. And for benching, I could just say, today is Shabbos, it's a holy day. But once the takana became to say what our version of birchas hamazonin, what our version of benching is, the only way you fulfill uveirachta for benching, the only way you fulfill Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho for Kiddush is by actually saying the text. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. So we got to take it seriously. So Friday night, we have a clear-cut text and we say that for Kiddush. What about Shabbos Day? It's only D'Rabbanan, lower level. So the Shulchan Aruch is the easiest opinion. Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Peites Aleph, he says, you come home from Shul, V'yavarech alayayim bori piyagofen v'hu nikra kiddusha rabba. You make a brach on the wine and that's called Kiddush. And that's it. The Chazon Ish and the Brisker Rav, it was written that they just said Bori Priyagofen. They did not say any additional psukim. The point was they were doing this to show that for Friday night, there's a text. For Shabbos day, there really is, the Iker is just saying Bori Priyagofen. Don't think that these other psukim have more importance or are really even close to the important. The main aspect of saying Kiddush Hayom is just making a Bori Priyagofen. So much so that Friday night, if you don't have wine or grape juice available, okay, you can make Kiddush on bread because you still have the text to say Yom HaShishi and whatnot. Shabbos day, if you don't have wine or grape juice available, you don't make the Kiddush on the bread because there's nothing to say. The only Kiddush is making a Bori Priyagofen is making the bracha on this drink. So better to use whiskey or beer then. So that is the... Oh, gotta get the class. So that is the... that's the deal with Kiddush Shabbos Day. So that's the Shulchan Aruch, and that's the Chazon Ish. Just make a Bori Priyagofen. Sorry, you want to be from like the Chazon Ish, you just make a Bori Priyagofen. Okay, I'm not advocating that. I'm just saying he was a very from person, and he only made a Bori Priyagofen. Okay, so the Mishnah Berurah says people have other minhagim to start a little bit earlier. Some start from the Shamru, Psukim and Kisisa, we say Friday night in Davening. Some start from Zachar, Yom HaShabbos Lekadsho, from Yisro, from the Aseret HaDibros. And then he says, V'yesh me'ahamon, many people, Sheposchin me al kim berach. They start from al kim berach Hashem. Ushalo kedinhu. That's against halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Dechol psuka de lo paskin Moshe anan lo paskin. And any pasuk that Moshe didn't say, we don't have the right to say. Meaning, that's not the entire pasuk. The pasuk says, Kisheish yisyam yamasa Hashem es hashemayim yisa aris yisyam es kol shirbam v'yanach v'yam v'shvi. Al kim berach Hashem es yom shabbos v'yikad sheyu. It's the middle of a pasuk and we're picking up in the middle of the pasuk. You can't do that. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah was against that minug. All right, many people have this minhag. I remember my grandfather back in the day when he would come for Shabbos had this minhag of just saying Al Kain. In his later years, he did the whole 9 yards, 10 yards really. He started from Vaskinu Sudasa, did a whole thing. But earlier, he just said Al Kain. And the Aruch HaShulchan defends this practice. He says, yeah, you can't say have a pasuk if your kavana is to say the pasuk. But if your kavana is just, in this case, it's not to recite a pasuk. It's just to remind us of Kedusha Sayom. So then it would be okay just to recite half a pasuk based on our kavana here. The Piskei Tshuvos quote many who do this. Rav Natali Rafshis was the probably the biggest name I recognize there who had this minog, and therefore it would be okay. Nonetheless, the Piskei Tshuvos concluded that, again, if you're going to just do Bori Priyagofen, like the Chazon Ish and company, okay, fine. if you're adding in the psukim, he said it's better to go back to zachar. You may as well avoid the issue that the Mishnah Berurah raises. You know, if it's not, if it's your minhag, it's your minhag. Fine, don't change it. But if it's not your minhag.